Good morning, True Identity Fellowship. We're coming to you this morning live from our living room, kitchen, whatever you want to call it. Of course, everyone knows what has transpired through the week, but we certainly want to be able to continue to share a word with you on this morning. Today is January the 16th, 2022, and we thank God for this 16th day of January into the year of 2022. Time is going by so fast, but I want to open up this service by allowing the First Lady to pray for us, and then following that we'll have a selection, praise and worship, and then I'll share a brief word with you on this morning. As God has given it to me, I want to be able to share it with you. Amen. First Lady, lead us in prayer.
Amen. Good morning, True Identity Fellowship. Once again, we are glad to be here on this morning, and we just want to go before our Father, our Heavenly Father, which has given us another day. He woke us up, and I pray that our minds are stayed on Him this morning, in spite of everything that's going on, in spite of everything that we're going through. The Word of God tells us if we keep our minds stayed on Jesus, it says that He'd keep us in perfect peace. And so we know that God is the peace giver on this morning. And so, Father, we come before Your holy throne this morning, God, to acknowledge You for who You are. We thank You that You are our Father. We thank You that You are God of peace.
Thank you
that You are the giver of life. We thank You that You are our joy. We thank You that You are all things, oh God, that we need, God. We thank you, God, that Your word is true, oh God. And so this morning, God, we just come boldly before Your throne of grace, oh God, Father, that in our times of need, God, Father, we know that You are a God that's able to do exceedingly and abundantly anything that we can think or even ask of on this morning, God. And so, Lord, we just thank You right now for Your word on this morning, God. We pray that Your word will be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
Yes,
we pray, God, this morning, God, that this word, God, that we will hide it in our hearts, oh God. Oh God, that we sin not against You, oh God.
Yes,
Father, we
God.
Thank You that Your word, God, Father, will
thank
find
you,
us, oh God.
Yes, God.
Father, You
it
said Your word does not go
God.
Out void, God, but it accomplished
thank
what
you
sent it out to do. Now, God, as You
word.
Send Your word out through the man of God this
yes,
morning,
God,
let Your word penetrate our hearts, oh God.
Thank
let
you,
us God. Prepare our hearts to receive of You, oh God, our minds,
yes,
oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray for those that are sick right
yes,
now in the
yes,
name
God.
Of Jesus. We pray
Touch
Your healing virtue, oh God,
virtue.
Across our nation, God. Father, we
Drop
thank You right now, God. Oh God, we depend on You, Lord
yes,
God.
God,
Father, and we thank You right now that You
we
are our
God.
Healer, God, for You are the
thank
Lord
you,
God,
God
that healeth us, oh God.
Yes,
and
God.
So this morning, whatever the needs are for
thank
Your people,
God,
meet the need on this morning, God. Father, we thank You. We trust You, God, and we love You, God. And so, Father, we ask You to have Your way right now in the mighty name of Jesus,
God.
Let Your word be powerful on this morning,
thank
God.
You, God.
Oh God, we ask that You bless those that
yes,
are in
God.
Need, God.
Yes, God.
Look upon the children, God,
the
widows,
God.
Oh God, the
thank
orphans,
you,
God. Oh God. Father,
yes,
look
God.
Upon them, God. Make a door,
thank
open
you,
doors for the
yes,
homeless,
God.
Oh God.
Yes,
Father God.
God,
we thank You for
thank
it right
you for
now, God. And whatever we can find our
God.
Hands to do, God,
yes.
let us do it, oh God. Father,
thank
bless
you, God.
Every ministry
yes,
on this morning, God.
See
every pastor, every bishop, every leader, every lay member,
God.
Oh God, the evangelist, oh God. Father, whatever, God, for the nations, oh
God.
Father, bless them on this morning, God,
yes,
that
God.
Your word may get out,
have
oh God,
way.
And that people may hear
have
and be
way,
saved
God.
And receive
have
You as
way,
their
God.
Lord and Savior this
thank
morning.
You, God.
God, we bless You and we praise You. In Jesus' name, amen
Jesus
and amen.
Name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
What a wonderful prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
By the First Lady, you could tell that she's been in the presence of the Lord. Her spirit is full. And so we're not going to prolong the time. We're going to go ahead and have a selection of our praise and worship. Praise God. Why don't y'all worship with us?
God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you can ask of them, according to the power that worketh in us.
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else. Oh,
Anybody know God to be?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We know that He is able. Praise God. We thank God for that selection on this morning. Praise and worship. Truly is a blessing every time we hear that song. It ministers to our heart. And like I said before, I don't want to keep you too long, but let us go to the Lord in prayer before I give you this word. Father, we thank you and we praise you, God, for this day that you have made. We rejoice and be glad in it, God. We thank you right now for leading us into righteousness. We thank you for sanctifying us, God, and setting us apart, God, for your use, God, that we have been declared righteous, God, because of what Christ did on the cross. And so, God, we come, God, to receive a word from you today, God, that your word never returns unto you void, but it will accomplish what it was sent out to do, God. So we believe on this day by faith, God, for the outcome, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that we'll walk by faith and not by sight, God. And so, God, we just thank you and we praise you right now, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I want to start off just talking with you for a minute and ask you a question. Have you ever reflected on the scriptures on how it's such a great reminder, a great encouragement, a great memorial of our brothers and sisters who sacrificed that we may live the life that we live today? Just think about it as we read the word and when you meditate on the word, when you study your word in your long time, the patriarchs and all the people that have come before you, the great men of God, the great women of God that have so many sacrifices, and to how we can go to the word and draw strength through encouragement, and then reflect on the memorials that has been placed for us to read. But most importantly, the sacrifice that our Lord and Savior,
yes,
Jesus Christ. We know the whole entire word,
yes,
is concerning Jesus Christ, who came down to earth on purpose to reconcile us back to the Father. That is the main thing. Jesus is the main thing. You know, he's number one. He's uno, you know. And so we always have to be mindful of what he has done for us. And I don't think that we give him enough glory for what he has done for us, because we go about our daily lives and we get caught up on what things are going and what's going on in our community, what's going on in our world. And we have to realize that Jesus is,
yes,
the answer. He is the way.
Yes.
He is the life. And no one can get to the Father except they go through him, because he's in charge. God put him in charge. He set it on the right hand side of the Father with all power in his hand. And he's a mediator. He's making intercession for us.
Yes,
he is active and alive. He
thank
said, man,
God,
but I'm going to send you something that's going to empower you, that because I want you to stay connected to me, because me, my Father, and the Spirit, they are one. And so we have to be connected. And greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, that we have to stay connected to the source, to the one that's in charge. So we are living in some perilous times, people of God. What perilous means is full of danger or risk, exposed to imminent risk of disaster or ruin. We are living in a time where there is a great falling away in the body of Christ. It is at an all-time high that people are walking away. People are leaving. And so we know we're in the middle of this pandemic and people are being infected. And all these type of things like that. But if we're living in some perilous times, people are shooting up in people's houses. Just here in the city, the 4-year-old Cornelius was murdered, and no one knows what happened in the little bitty Lubbock. You know, what a travesty that something like this would happen to such a vibrant little boy, full of life and love. And no one knows what happened to him. Somebody randomly shooting in the house and killed him. We're living in some perilous times, people of God. We're living in a time where rebellion is common. We're living in a time where men and women are lovers of themselves and they gravitate to their likeness. In other words, birds of a feather flock together. We are living in a time where families are being torn apart domestically. We are living in a time where at an early age, children, boys and girls, are having identity crisis, being exposed commercially to abominations that are not pleasing to God. But after all of that, I have mentioned above these sufferings and afflictions that we endure on a daily basis, I want to remind you on this morning in our text, Romans 8 and 18. I'll give you time to turn there. Of course, I add on with that, coming behind that 18th verse. We'll read 19 to 20 and continue on. But emphasis on this verse 18. Like I said, I want to be brief with you on this morning. I think it's straight to the point. We're living in some perilous times, people of God. So 18 reads, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, listen, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed.
Thank you, Jesus.
In us. So as a believer, we are to anticipate the return of Jesus Christ. I'm just encouraged in knowing that trouble don't last always.
Hallelujah.
My good days outweigh my bad days.
Yes.
Can I say that again? Because we get caught up in current times. We get caught up in current times. We get caught up in what happened yesterday. We get caught up in what happened last week. But as a believer, as we anticipate, I know you love here. I know that you want to stay here as long as you can. I know you want to live to be 100 plus years. I don't know. But I do know there should be an anticipation as a believer of the return of Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus.
So if I were to give this message a title, it would be, it'll be worth it in the end.
Glory to God.
It'll be worth it in the end.
Thank you, Lord.
Let us read the verse again, and let's go and extend our reading down to verse 23. I'm almost done. I told you I won't go be with you long, because I want you to understand the contrast of this, that we're living in some perilous times, and then also the looking forward to the times that's going to come.
Yes.
That, but in verse 13, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time. See, we get caught up in these present times, but they are not worthy to be compared with the glory which should be revealed in us.
Yes, God.
Yes, we have sickness in our bodies. Yes, we have loved ones that are falling off. Yes, people are falling away. Yes, people that we love and care about, they're going on to glory and they're passing away and stuff like that. And we get caught up in that moment. It seems like we can't let that go, that present time.
Yes.
But I read that we're going to be changed in a twinkling of an eye. That death will be swallowed up. Where is your sting? I'm looking forward to what's going to come down the line. And this, what we're going through right now, cannot compare to the glory that shall be revealed in us. But we have to stay focused and understand that there's better is coming. Somebody ought to say better is coming.
Better is coming.
Better is coming, because it'll be worth it in the end. Verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the Son. Listen, look what the word is saying to us, people of God. For the earnest expectation, I mean, you're really putting forth some effort when you're earnestly doing something. You're putting in the work. You have an earnest expectation of the creature, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation. We're waiting for this thing to happen. Yeah, I know Big Mama them said it. Oh, Jesus coming back. I know Uncle Sammy said it. I know that you heard it on TV. I know that it's in our spirit that Jesus is coming back. Jesus himself don't even know the day nor the hour. But we still should be anticipating that time, because the manifestation shall be revealed.
Yes.
For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by the reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. People of God, a lot of times, a lot of things that we spend our time, it's all vanity. Have you ever read Ecclesiastic and the man of God was talking about all these things of vanity and stuff like that? But what he was saying is, you're going to go, because we're human. Jesus Christ came down to bear all of our infirmity. He understood what we was going through. He understood what we was feeling. But yet, and still, he was still all God. It was so hard to believe that he was God because he was still man. He had to be able to identify with what we were going through.
Yes.
He came down from heaven. He made himself poor that we may become rich. Now, let's not get it twisted now. Jesus, when he was on the earth, people think that he was all broke down and poor financially. He wasn't poor financially. He wore the finest linen, his cloak, finest linen and cloak. Man, I'm telling you, we get it all twisted up because we associate everything with money. But we're talking about the spiritual side of things.
Yes.
And so when you think about this, there has to be a contrast. Even in verse 20, there's the contrast. For the creature was made subject to vanity. Okay, then, but not willingly, but here go the contrast. But by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. That some of these things don't mean nothing, but here it is. You got some hope to hold on to because you know it's going to be worth it in the end. I wish I would get this morning. It's going to be worth it in the end. 21 says, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of the corruption and to the glorious liberty of the children of God. Listen, people of God, death shall be swallowed up.
Yes.
You're not going to always be the cutest on the block. You know, we think we, you know, we prep up, we spend all this time, we looking at ourselves in the mirror, but a flower shall wither away, the grass. Read your Bible. You know, you're not going to always look the same. You're going to change. Things are steady changing. We're steady getting closer to our destination.
Yes, thank you.
Understand that, people of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Oh, my God. We're going to go through some birthing pains. We're going to go through some pain. The baby, when the mother's getting ready to have the baby, do I got to break this down? The mother's getting ready to have the baby. She has to push. She has to labor. She has to put in the work. She has to travail for the baby. But on down the line, it's going to be worth it in the end. The pain, y'all hear me now. The pain and the suffering and everything that she has to get. The baby kicking her in her belly. But in the end, when they wrap the baby up in the swaddling clothes and hand up to the baby to the mother, my God, all the pushing, all the pain, all the tiredness, all some women being in a depressive state, all of that was worth it in the end.
Yes.
Because here it is, that bundle of joy. I hope you get me now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to with the redemption of our body. My God. This, people of God, I tell you what. When we look at this, can we go back and read, I believe it's verse 15 in chapter 8. Can we go back just a little bit? I want to share a few scriptures with you. Before we get ready to close on this, I think you got it. I don't have let me share this with you. Romans 8, verse 15. I think read verse 15 for me, First Lady.
It says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Hallelujah.
What 16 say? What did it say?
The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit.
The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit and?
That we are the children of God.
That we are the children of God. Look at that, people of God. Let us look at a couple more references before we conclude this message. I told you I wasn't going to keep you long. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if you'll turn there. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse starting at 49, and then we'll read through 53. First Lady is my reader this morning. Praise God for her and her support and the spirit that's within her. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 49 through 53. Read.
And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither do it corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed.
That's through 53.
In a moment.
In a moment.
In a twinkling of the eye.
There it is right there. Go.
At the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be made incorruptible.
Yes.
And we shall be changed.
Yes.
53 says, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on the immortality. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank it you, will God. Be working in the end, people of God. It's coming. We shall anticipate the manifestation of it because it will be working in it. I know you're going through, people of God. Listen to me closely. I know you're going through. I know you have some challenges.
Yes.
I know you have some disappointments. But continue to press. Continue to travail. Continue to waiting for the adoption to with the redemption of our body. That's what it's talking about, people of God. That change that's going to take place. This old body decaying every day. I in my mind, I'm thinking that I can go out there and play sports with them youngsters and run with them, play basketball and pick up. Man, them youngsters will turn me off the bone. Do you understand me? Because I'm thinking I still have the same ability that I had when I was 18, but I don't because my body is constantly deteriorating. But I know that I'm on the adoption list to get a new body. Y'all not going to say nothing to me today.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm on the adoption list to get me a new body. And so everything that I'm going through, whether I got my knee operated on, whether my back hurt, whether my elbow hurt, I don't care what it is. I'm on the adoption list, and I know that one day my body shall be changed.
Yes.
It will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. I think you're with
thank
me this morning.
Jesus.
2 Corinthians, let's read this. 2 Corinthians 5 and 1. I want to give you these scriptures before we get ready to close, because I want to support what we're talking about. 2 Corinthians 5 and 1. Turn there with me.
Amen.
Those that are listening in, read.
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle was dissolved, we have a building of God.
Hey!
A house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
Glory!
Hallelujah!
Listen to this, people of God. This is what we're talking about. It will be worth it.
Yes.
In the end, Philippians 3 and 21. Let me share that scripture with you. Philippians, that's going to be the last scripture I'm going to share with you now. And we're going to bring it on into the house.
Philippians 3 and 1.
Read.
Finally, my brethren.
Hold up. What did it say?
Finally,
now,
my brethren.
Now, you said, I want you to say it from your belly.
Finally, my brethren.
Yes.
Rejoice in the Lord to write the same things to you. To be indeed is not grievous, but for it is safe.
Yes.
My God.
Listen,
thank
people
you,
of God. It'll be Jesus. Worth it in the end. If we just keep pressing on a daily basis. I know sometimes the suffering can take a toll on us. But remember, this is not our destination. Heaven is our goal, where there is no wicked men, nor devils, where we will be free from the sin and unbelief, doubts, fears, and everything that is distressing. And after the resurrection, there will be no more diseases, nor death. People of God, we must hold on to God's unchanging hand. Remind yourself of the blessed hope. Don't drop out of the race. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. A sprinter give all that they can in a short period of time. They run out of breath quick, but a marathon runner knows how to pace themselves in a race they were trained for endurance. It'll be worth it in the end if you just stay in God. People of God, I hope this bless you on this morning. Straight to the point. We thank God for you tuning in. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Yes. And we worship you on this morning. And God, we just pray, God, that your word settles in the hearts of your people. God, that we may not sin against you, God. We just thank you and we praise you that we will continue to look to the hills which come out of our hills.
Yes.
And God, that we will stay focused in you. And that is my prayer. That is my hope. In Jesus' name we pray. We're going to share a song with you before we close. And then we will be dismissed. Worship with us. It'll be worth it in the end.
No one can, no one will.
Hallelujah.
Who will stand against the King? No one can. No one will.
Oh, ooh, yes, Lord. The victory.
Victory belongs to Jesus.
Yes.
TIF, we pray that you have a glorious week. We thank God for your tuning in. Continue to pray one for another. It'll all be worth it in the end. Victory belongs to Jesus. God bless.